often the women that have been victimized are then put into forced labor to where they have to serve as cooks, bearers, and as cleaners in different camps. So those are two of the most disturbing areas that we look at, as well as then trying to understand the labor trafficking. So you see children being forced to break rocks, to work on the streets, to beg on the streets, to work in different industries. And, you know, there is some gray on what's allowed in terms of family-owned businesses, but often a lot of those cases are cases where children are being taken out of school and forced to work. So those are areas that we are also concerned about.